The Carroll County Area YMCA has been selected as one of the top 200 finalists in the 2018 State Farm Neighborhood Assist Grant Program. This is the second time in 2 years that the Carroll County Area YMCA has been selected as a finalist for the grant. Executive Director Kathy Locke joins us this morning and requests the public's help to support the cause and to cast a vote.
We submitted our cause to the grant program, and there were over 2,000 submissions, and we were selected into the top 200, which then it goes to a public vote. So the public can vote on it, and it started on August 15th, and it ends on August 24th, this Friday, at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the top 40 that the public pick get the $25,000 grant. And right now, we're currently in about the 15th and 16th ranking spot. So the community has supported us and been great. And we just asked for your continued support in voting until this Friday. But our cause this year is for our after-school club and summer camp program. We want to focus on putting some funds into this program. It actually is our biggest program at our YMCA, believe it or not. We operate a state-licensed after-school club that is for children ages 5 to 12, and it's Monday through Friday, and it's from when the school dismisses at 3 o'clock, and it's until 6 p.m. So it's a place that is supervised, safe, and structured for kids to go after school. We noticed there was an unmet need in our community for summer child care and after school child care. And so we developed this program about 4 years ago and have grown the program from starting at about 7 kids, and now we're up into the mid 30s to almost 40 children on a daily basis in our summer camp and the after school club program. So our summer camp is held at the elementary school in June, and it's held at the YMCA in July, and then our after-school club Monday through Thursday is at the school, and then on Fridays they take field trips up to the YMCA. So we've got all kinds of fantastic things going on in our after-school club program. We do we are also licensed for an all-year-round food program, so we're able to provide the kids healthy, licensed, guideline-met snacks, and then we even were able to serve lunches this summer to all the children, and of course, all at no cost because we're licensed for another program for that, and we get reimbursement from the state. So this program is extremely important for our community, and it continues to grow, and we're impacting so many children on a daily basis through our after-school club and summer camp program, and we just anticipate it to continue to grow. And we're at the point where we are almost capping our number of enrollment enrolled children because of lack of space and lack of staff, and so that in part was from lack of funding for staff. So if we get this grant, we'll be able to expand some of our staff, additional staff, and then hopefully find some more space to be able to hold more children for these clubs, and also buying some more supplies for these kids and projects for these kids.
Tell me just kind of the overall benefits that you've seen these grants help the Carroll County Area YMCA.
A couple of different things. One, this is money that is coming from outside of our community, and our small community gets hit up a lot for donations and fundraisers, and so that's a big deal to be able to bring in a nice chunk of change, like $25,000 from an outside source that we didn't have to tap into our own community's resources to get that money. So that's a huge, huge benefit, number one. But number two, we're just able to impact a higher number of children and families when we have the funds. It's just simple math that when there are more funds like this to go into staff and training and to supplies, we're just able to impact more children. So those are the big benefits that I see from being able to receive these grants.
For information on how to support the Carroll County Area YMCA's cause and to cast a vote, visit our website at KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Matt Gang.